Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. The time is 8:16, and it's time for our live local interview. We have three guests in the studio today as part of the Sitka International Cello Seminar. I'd like to welcome, first of all, Issa Najem. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming. Cicely Parnas.
Hi.
Hi, good morning. And Zul Bailey, the artistic director from the music festival, is here as well. Good morning, Zul.
Good morning.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming in. So this is coming up on the third week of the cello festival, cello celebration, and both of you, Issa and Cicely, have been here before, but it's been a little while. And so let's talk first about why you're here, and let's talk about some performances coming up. And then we'll talk a little bit more about how you got here and what you've been up to. So Issa, I'll start with you. So you're here to perform with the cello celebration.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was here in 2016 and 2017, and in those years it felt more classical centric. We were trying to focus more on classical music repertoire, and after 2017 I kind of went into more alternative approaches to the cello and other instruments. So I didn't feel like I had a place in the Sitka music cello seminar. But then I got an email from Zul saying that he wants me in the festival. And I told him, you know, I don't think I'm the right person. I don't think I would fit in. Hmm. And he was like, this year is different. You're exactly what we're looking for. And it is truly the most amazing experience I've ever had in my entire life. It's only downhill from here in any other festival.
And Cicely, how about you? You're performing also this weekend. You've been performing this week. And so tell me a little bit about what you have in store here.
Yes. We've been performing every week since we've been here, and we've really have been mixing it up a lot with the repertoire. So tonight we're playing at the Mean Queen, and we're going to have Strauss and Vivaldi, but we're also going to have some original music by one of our colleagues, one of the other fellows, and we've got some pop music and a whole bunch of things that are just super, super fun.
So we talked about this a little earlier. I think that's been a trend that has also happened with the Summer Music Festival, which, of course, just happened last month here in Sitka, and it's 30. Zul, I'll ask you, how many years is the festival?
51.
51 years. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. The time flies. So we're expanding into new areas. Issa, I'm going to ask you if you could. What do you mean by alternative approaches to the cello? What does that mean? What have you been experimenting with, and maybe why have you been looking at these alternative approaches?
What I meant was things that they don't teach you in music conservatory.
There's lots of that, I'm sure, right?
One of the things that I did this summer was I tried to bring in unique perspectives of people that, when together, could be inspired by each other. Issa is a master oud player. He's also a recording engineer. He's also a composer for Hollywood. And Cicely is a master cellist, as well as a composer, arranger, and inspirer as well. Chris Barros-Hagas is a guitarist. He's a composer. He's a cellist. Those are just three of the nine. The idea was to get all of these like-minded, very different individuals together in one home, the Minor Music Center, and see what would happen. Almost like a reality show, to see what would happen and what would be born out of it. And those are the performances. This is what Issa is alluding to, is that the performances are grown out of that inspiration with those combination of mastery that they have. So again, using the use of the oud, the use of recording equipment, the use of electronics, the use of course, a cello. We have a resident pianist this summer as well. So it's gone way beyond just the art of cello. In fact, what cello brought us together, but that was just the beginning.
Yeah, it sounds like a really well-rounded group, and you know, you can draw inspiration from various aspects, whether it's the if you play piano and you play cello and you do recording and you compose. I want to ask you, Cecily, are we playing any of your, are you performing any of your compositions at this festival?
Maybe. I have maybe a couple things in progress. If I get them done, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe that's one of the things that they don't teach in school, right? Is that sometimes you change the program right before the performance. Maybe the composition isn't quite ready, or at least to your satisfaction.
Well, I think that's what makes this space so special and so safe, is that it is a place where I can experiment, where we all can experiment. Mm. And feel comfortable doing it, and we're not being judged. We're supporting each other, and really having a free place to just enjoy music and see what we can do with it.
So the two of you are not the only performers. Of course, Zul mentioned other performers, but you've got other participants in the cello seminar, and it's a little different. Also, Zul, you mentioned that to me earlier before the interview. Typically, these are younger students, as I recall. This is a little different this year.
Yeah, we revamped it a lot. We wanted to, in the past, it was kind of, lack of better words, a boot camp of just practice and getting people's tools sharper. Mm-hmm. This year, the focus has been more people who are out of school, who are doing it, but in that first part of doing it, where they're out in the world performing, but this canvas created here is to again to help launch them even further with other ideas, because as we know, out of school we're separate from our people again, starting our own lives, and to reevaluate all of that, coming back into a community and seeing what other people that are like-minded are doing, it's pretty spectacular. And then we have these muses, the guest artists that are coming in each week to stir the pot a little bit, which is Ilya Finkelstein this week, the principal cellist of the Cincinnati Symphony. Last week was Jennifer Klutzel of a major string quartet, and then the week before that was an arts administrator from Miami.
It's such a wide range of performers, and you've got such a great space to do it in, too. So Issa and Cecily, both, when you were here before, which has now been five, six, 7 years, the Stevenson Hall was not what it is today. Let's talk a little bit about that. I'll start with you, Cecily.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, all the love for Stevenson Hall as it was. But now it is completely different, and it's the most incredible facility. There's an enormous, gorgeous hardwood floor performance space. There's beautiful rooms that we are all living in, and wonderful community spaces for us to gather and share ideas. And it's just the most wonderful place for a group of people to share ideas. And it feels like an incubator.
So I know performances that I've seen, the most recent performance since I saw there was on the porch. So I haven't really even been inside. And I think many people in the community, of course, haven't been inside either. What was your first reaction, Issa, when you saw the space after having been there before?
You would think with views like this, you wouldn't want to be indoors. But in Stevens Hall, you want to be indoors.
Interesting.
Speaking of outdoors.
Speaking of outdoors, we'll let the...
I actually kept getting lost when I first got into the Minor Music Center because I didn't recognize it at all.
Wow, it's not that big of a building.
No.
As long as you can find your room and the performance space and the rehearsal area.
Exactly. I also love the fact that, like most beautiful homes, the kitchen is the heartbeat of it all. Yeah. I walk into the kitchen and everyone's sitting around talking and communing around that.
Yeah, so who's the chef? Who's the chef this week? Are either of you in the kitchen working on stuff?
Oh, yeah, we cook almost every day.
You make scones, don't you?
I make scones. John Henry made French toast. Got some specialties.
Wow. So we have meals catered. We also, people make their own food, but it's a tight machine we have going there that keeps everyone very happy and their stomachs very full.
Yeah, before the interview, Issa, you mentioned this too, that this is not just, you know, a collection of musicians. This is a collection of humanity, which so many of us have missed for a number of years. Anything you want to?
Absolutely. I mean, in musical conservatories, there's this competitive driven environment that can be very hostile. But here it feels so so amazing to be around musicians that are supporting each other, that we're literally learning from each other every single day, not just about music, but about life, about philosophy, and we share other forms of art, whether it's photography or poetry, and it's just a hub, it's just a creative hub that is tailor-made for people to express in any artistic form, and it's something so beautiful.
Well, you're whetting my appetite for the concert. We need to remind folks of the various performances we have coming up. There's a performance tonight at the Mean Queen at 6:30. Who's performing this evening?
Everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
And all instruments. I mean, it's totally a jam session.
Okay. Okay, so that's tonight at 6:30. There's the Rising Stars performance. That's that's on Friday at 5 p.m.
And that's at Stevenson Hall, the Minor Music Hall. Center, yes.
Okay. Another performance Saturday, that's the Faculty Showcase with, as mentioned before, Ilya Finkelstein from the Cincinnati Symphony.
Yes.
And the final performance, let's talk a little bit about the final performance since it is the wrap-up week for the Cellobration. That's on Sunday.
Well, the running joke is that there's the only thing better than a cello are many cellos. And so
that's a joke?
I don't know.
It's very serious stuff. Yes.
At Cellobration, which
it's
is
an assertion.
That's right, and it's going to be at Harrigan Centennial Hall at 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And what people are going to hear is just a real true celebration of this entire summer. I mean, it's been I say it every day. It couldn't get more perfect than it's been, and that it's going, and it's still going. And we're going to celebrate as much as we possibly can with the community at Centennial at 5 o'clock with mass cello ensemble. Solos, duos, trios, quintets, different instruments, oud, guitar, piano.
And a world premiere.
And a world premiere. This is true.
Yes. Chris Burrows Haggis. I commissioned him to write a piece for cello 4 years ago. And we're going to premiere it here.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Yeah,
it's going to be spectacular.
That's exciting. That's exciting. So that's all the time we have for today. We've been speaking with Issa Najem, Cicely Parnas, and Zul Bailey from the Sitka International Cello Seminar. Concerts coming up this weekend. It's the wrap-up week, so if you want to come catch the concerts, multiple opportunities, and see the renovated Minor Music Center at Stevenson Hall, this is your opportunity. Tickets are available at sitkamusicfestival.org. And thanks so much for coming in, and I hope you have a great rest of your week. Thank you
so much.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's important to have goals. If you don't have indicators, you can't manage. If you haven't have goals, you can't manage.